Today, scientists and government officials in Paris unveiled a long-awaited status report on the Earth's climate, and the outlook is not optimistic. Scientists are now more than 90% certain that our climate is changing as a result of human activities. And even if the world reacts quickly, people, plants, and animals will be feeling the effects of global warming for centuries. Advocates seized on the report as another reason to act now. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
This report matters not just for what it says, but who's saying it. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change gathers many hundreds of scientists from around the world to review the research literature, and more than 150 world governments have a chance to weigh in. So when the report came out with the strongest statement yet that the climate is changing rapidly, it's a conclusion you can't ignore. Richard Alley from Penn State University was one of the report's lead authors.
Most of the science is just beautiful. We have learned so much so fast, and this report is looking at the science and pounding on the table and saying, this works. You should believe this because it's so highly likely.
The planet is likely to heat up by 4 or 5 degrees Fahrenheit, which is a lot. Rainfall patterns are likely to shift away from the equator, bringing drought to some places and fresh moisture to others. There may be fewer hurricanes, but they are likely to be more intense. Alley says the report also grapples with questions that are still hard for scientists to get a handle on.
And one of the really hard ones turned out to be sea level, because the big ice sheets have done things on the last few years that we really sort of didn't expect them to be doing quite as much and quite as fast.
So the report says sea level will rise maybe a foot or two in the coming century, but it holds out the possibility that seas could rise substantially more. All in all, the goal of this science review is to re-examine what we know and what we still need to figure out. Steve Johnson, administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, praised the report today for addressing the uncertainties surrounding climate change.
Those uncertainties have been reduced. And of course, that's great from a science perspective. Also, as a policymaker, it's much better and easier to make decisions.
But the Bush administration made it clear at the same news conference that it was not planning to change course with its current policies. The administration's stated objection to taking stronger action on climate change has not been the science, but the economics. Officials worry that action to combat climate change could harm the economy and shift jobs overseas. Samuel Bodman is the Secretary of Energy.
The U.S. economy is not something to be experimented with, in my judgment, and one would have to be very careful in making whatever policy changes one made.
But the Bush administration is increasingly isolated in its position.
We're seeing the climate change. The Earth's climate is changing, and the political climate in Washington is also changing.
Daniel Lashoff is at the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says the new report is just one more nudge to encourage stronger action against global warming, and there's an increasingly receptive audience. He notes that the democratically controlled Congress is taking on the issue. So are major U.S. businesses.
Once you believe it's really a problem that you can't ignore, then you're going to have to do something about it. And then the question just becomes, when do you act? And it's actually much better for everybody, both the environment and for business, to get the rules in place now so that businesses can make rational investments.
Lashoff says the new report stresses that the more carbon dioxide goes into the atmosphere, the harder it becomes to stabilize the Earth's climate. Ultimately, that will require reducing global greenhouse gases by about 80%. And right now, emissions are still going up fast. Richard Harris, NPR News.